let's get to our guest, and we have Fremantle Dockers CEO Steve Rosich joining us. G'day, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's my pleasure to join you because you're only making me avoid doing some chores around the house, so it's a great to see you this morning.
Well, how's it going after all the rain, Steve? You have clean gutters? Did you escape any flooding?
Look, isn't it unseasonal? It's amazing, and it feels like football weather, and we've got a football game tomorrow, so I guess it's now footy season in February.
Forecast seems to be for a little bit better tomorrow, Steve, so sure you still get the big numbers, but let's hit one or two of the big issues, particularly today and yesterday. We'll come to Harley Burnell shortly, but a week or so back, Steve, it was revealed that you might be on the radar to be taken by another AFL club. There was talk that you might be a chance to be the new CEO at Hawthorn. Can you elaborate much on that? What's the position and your status with Fremantle, for instance? Could you be poached by another club?
I think you're the one that mentioned it, Kim. So it was news to me at the time, and it's still news to me. Contracted at Fremantle, very happy at Fremantle, lots of good work to do.
Would you go to the AFL as opposed to another club?
Well, I think it's just the same answer, isn't it? Look, it's a privilege to be CEO at the Fremantle Dockers. I'm delighted. I think it's about season 9 or 10. I think it's the 10th season in that role this year. And really enjoyed the challenge. Don't take myself too seriously, but certainly take the job seriously. And we were looking forward to season 2017 and making sure we continue to get better and better on and off the football field.
Something pretty serious is the move into the new facilities. I think it's planned for Monday week with a move during the course of next weekend. Could we see something in that week relating to your captaincy? Would you keep, you know, a launch of your new facilities for that week to perhaps announce the outcome of your captaincy election?
Look, two very different things and clearly independent of each other. So firstly, on the facility, look, we're really excited by it. It's been a long time in the planning, about 9 years from the germination of the idea of either redeveloping it at Fremantle Oval or looking at building in another facility, and it's almost come to life. And in fact, we start that transition fully on Friday, and all things going well, yes, we will be in there and operating by Monday week, including the team training there for the first time. So it's very exciting. We had the media out there a few weeks ago to give the Premier a preview, and we'll probably just bed down for a few weeks before we open it up fully to the members and the media. But it's a fantastic facility. I think most people that are getting through it external to the club are saying they can't think of a facility of its kind like that anywhere in the world, which is a terrific endorsement. And we think it's going to be great for our club and our players and our staff and our members. So it's certainly a big thing, very close on the horizon.
Captaincy announcement this week then, or that first week of the new facilities as a big launch to a whole new era?
As I said, it's two very independent things. The normal process is being followed, and we absolutely believe in that process. It's all about the leadership group versus captain, and so the players did a lot of work on this in January, and they'll do some more work on February. We do anticipate finalising the leadership group, which is inclusive of the captain, sometime this month, and ideally before our first JLT game.
Steve, Tom Moody here. Big game tomorrow with the women's kicking off at 4:05 down at Frio Oval against Brisbane. Expecting a big crowd?
Look, we are. What do you guys think of this new competition? It's not a new game, it's football, but it's a new competition and it's capturing the public's imagination at this time of the season. What are your thoughts on the new competition?
The exposure of it's been way over the top. Way over the top to the detriment of, you know, Waffle and even the AFL season lead-up. Channel 7 and the AFL have got a magnificent marketing arm, and they've rammed it down some media's throats, and it's been well endorsed and received, and it's free entry. So the novelty concept is being looked at.
Yeah, I'm not sure about ramming down the throat. I think there's a absolute demand for it. We're seeing it's certainly it hasn't taken a surprise in terms of the general interest from the AFL community, and in fact, new supporters and to the game. But you know, the magnitude of it has, and you know, to think that, you know, 650,000 people watched our game willingly, they had a choice to tune in or not. last weekend against the Western Bulldogs. You will get a crowd of somewhere between 6,000 and 10,000, probably weather permitting, tomorrow at Fremantle Oval. It's just incredible. And the girls have brought new energy and vibrancy. They're just so excited and dedicated to the cause, and it's just terrific. And the game will get better and better, and the next generation of women footballers will just continue to improve, and we couldn't be prouder and more privileged to be part of this competition. So really looking forward to tomorrow in the first home game of the Fremantle Dockers AFLW team, a team for all of WA.
Steve, have you got the infrastructure, or is the infrastructure there to cater for the demand for, you know, girls wanting to take up AFL football? Because as Hag has alluded to, it's been front and centre. Everyone's aware of it. It's been exciting. I'm sure there's a lot of young girls out there wanting to take up AFL football now. Have we got the infrastructure?
Well, that's an opportunity and a challenge. That's really the role of the West Australian Football Commission, and ideally the Waffle Clubs to really embrace that and give, you know, make sure there's that pathway for young girls to play football and develop, and when they get to the elite level and can play for the Fremantle Dockers, they've got all the experience and skills to do that. It's new for us. We've put in, you know, new people, new resources. It's had wonderful corporate support. You know, our sponsors have got right behind it and allowing us to fund these activities, the likes of Woodside Program and Choices Flooring, to name a few. So it's a learning game, and the AFL said that from the start. It's the first season, and it's only going to improve. I think from a development point of view, a great challenge and opportunity for the Football Commission, the Waffle, to embrace women playing our game, and they have done it really well here in WA, and just to continue to embrace it and grow it.
Steve, around all that, some other issues, possibly even behind closed doors, can you give us any idea when you'll have some formal and hopefully productive talks with Nathan Fyfe and his management on the prospects of a new contract? Remembering he's out of contract at the end of the year, it's going to be a big story.
Look, it is a big story because he's a great player, and that's no surprise. But those conversations and meetings are regular. I caught up with Nathan and his manager a week or so ago for breakfast, and those sorts of things are ongoing, and we'll just work through it and get it done at the right time. So there's no time frame, you know, that we need to work through. We'll just lock it away as and when we can.
Are you confident that you'll keep him? And would the captaincy issue, if he is captain, do you think you'd be more likely to keep him?
I think that's irrelevant in that decision. And, you know, he's totally committed to the cause. He's working incredibly hard. He's looking terrific on the track.
Yeah.
He's keen as mustard. And he's here to, you know, not only perform at his best level, but help the team perform at their best level and make sure that the Fremantle Dockers are, you know, as good a football team as we can be. So I feel really comfortable with where Nathan's at.
Ross Lyon's made some really provocative, strong comments in the East, which has gone nationwide overnight and then morning press. Do you condone or endorse Ross Lyon's declarations that assessment and coverage and comments on Harley Bennell's long-term injury battle has racist overtones?
I think Ross has shown some frustration for, you know, repeated questioning and mischievous reporting by some about Harley, you know, and defending his player who he's seen working incredibly hard, in fact, as hard as anyone on and off the track to make sure he can make the most of this season. And he's on track, as he said, I think yesterday or the day before, to play in the early rounds. And he's on a really measured and considered program to get back, and he's going to be a talent for us for a long time. So our job is to give him the best chance to get playing as and when he can, which will be, as I said, early rounds of 2017. That's really just the coach supporting his player and, you know, getting a bit fed up with mischievous external comments, which is just not on the money.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. And if you're a doubter, Kim, make sure you get down to Fremantle Oval tomorrow. It'll be a great event, kicking off at 4 p.m. Gates open at 2:30. Free entry, as you said. So come on down.
No. Take offence to a doubter. I'm observing it, as I do with as much sport as I can cover, with the priorities in certain areas. That's mischievous reporting, Stephen. I'm not a doubter.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm not a doubter. Yeah. I've watched it.
I said, if you doubt. So it's the best female footy you can see. And the girls are completely committed, and this competition will continue to grow and improve. And as I said, we're really privileged to be part of it. And you just have to look at the West today to see the reporting on it. It's just
that's just the reporting of it. That some of us are assessing that it's got a long way to go.
It has, in terms of its growth.
Mm.
Yeah, it has, and that's it's coming off a zero base to what we see today. It's certainly going to be a bit of a peak in interest to start with, understandably. But it's just terrific to see, and it's great to see these new household names that experts like yourself can talk about and comment on. It's great.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Rosich, Fremantle Dockers CEO.